Norman Finkelstein.
Well, I think the problem with Mr. Indyk's presentation is he constantly reverses cause and effect. Just as he said a moment ago that it was Hamas which broke the ceasefire, although he well knows it was Israel that broke the ceasefire on November 4th, he now reverses cause and effect as to how the present impasse came about. In January 2006, as he writes in his book, Hamas came to power in a free and fair election. I think those are his words. He then claims on your program, and he claims in his book, that Hamas committed a putsch, his word, in order to eliminate the Palestinian Authority. But as I'm sure Mr. Indyk well knows and was documented in the April 2008 issue of Vanity Fair by the writer David Rose, basing himself on internal U.S. documents, it was the United States in cahoots with the Palestinian Authority in Israel, which were attempting a putsch on Hamas. And Hamas preempted the putsch. That, too, is no longer debatable or no longer a controversial claim. Now, Mr. Indyk says that Hamas is reluctant or unclear about whether it wants to rule in Gaza. The issue is not whether it wants to rule in Gaza. The issue is, can it rule in Gaza if Israel maintains a blockade and prevents economic activity among the Palestinians? The blockade, incidentally, was implemented before Hamas came to power. The blockade doesn't even have anything to do with Hamas. The blockade came to there were Americans who were sent over, in particular James Wolfensohn, to try to break the blockade after Israel redeployed its troops in Gaza.
The former World Bank president.
Correct. The problem all along has been that Israel doesn't want Gaza to develop, and Israel doesn't want to resolve diplomatically the conflict. Mr. Indyk well knows that both the leadership in Cairo, the leadership in Damascus, and the leadership in the Gaza have repeatedly made statements they're willing to settle the conflict in the June 1967 border. The record is fairly clear. In fact, it's unambiguously clear. Every year, the United Nations General Assembly votes on a resolution entitled Peaceful Settlement of the Palestine Question. And every year, the vote is the same. It's the whole world on one side, Israel, the United States, and some South Sea atolls, and Australia on the other side. The vote this past year was 164-7. Every year since 1989, in 1989, the vote was 151-3. The whole world on one side, the United States, Israel, and the island state of Dominica on the other side. We have the Arab League, all 22 members of the Arab League, favoring a two-state settlement on the June 1967 border. We have the Palestinian Authority favoring that two-state settlement on the June 1967 border. We now have Hamas favoring that two-state settlement on the June 1967 border. The one and only obstacle is Israel backed by the United States. That's the problem.
So, Ambassador Indyk, why doesn't Israel accept this ceasefire?
Look, Amy, I was invited on to talk about my book and the Gaza situation. I was not invited on to a debate with Norman Finkelstein, and I'm not prepared to do that. So if you want to talk about the situation, I'm happy to do that. But I'm not here to be the representative of the government of Israel. You can easily invite somebody on to—
No, of course not. No, we're asking your opinion. I don't see you as the representative of Israel. But let me get your—
Why don't we focus on some other issues, like the American role in this, or something that
can get us
out of this ridiculous debate which he's just a propaganda spokesman for Hamas, you know.
Let me get your response to the current U.S. Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, what she said the other day at the U.N. about reaching a ceasefire agreement. Let me play a clip.
Thousands of Israelis lived under the daily threat of rocket attack, and frankly, no country, none of our countries, would have been willing to tolerate such a circumstance. Moreover, the people of Gaza watched as insecurity and lawlessness increased and as their living conditions grew more dire because of Hamas's actions, which began with the illegal coup against the Palestinian Authority in Gaza. A ceasefire that returns to those circumstances is unacceptable, and it will not last. We need urgently to conclude a ceasefire that can endure and that can bring real security.
Ambassador Indyk, what is your response to the Secretary of State? You're the advisor to the incoming Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton. Do you think the Bush administration should now be, the Obama administration coming in should be, pushing for a ceasefire right now?
Sorry to make one more correction before I answer. I was an advisor to Hillary Clinton during the campaign for the presidency, but I am not advising her at the moment. So nothing I now say should be taken as representing her views. I think that it is essential to get a ceasefire in place as quickly as possible. I think that there is a serious effort underway, as you've already detailed, to do that. I hope that it can be put in place before President Obama goes into the Oval Office in, 12 days' time, and Secretary of State designate Clinton takes up her responsibilities. If that's not the case, then they're going to need to work very effectively to put that in place as quickly as possible. But then they will need to use that as a springboard to undertake an effort, not just to try to move towards a resolution of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, but in my view, it's important to put that in the context of a new Obama-Clinton-led initiative for a comprehensive peace that would also involve negotiations between Israel and Syria and Israel and Lebanon. President-elect Obama has said during the campaign that it would be a priority of his from day one, which I think is very important. But that desire of his to pay attention to this problem from day one has now become a necessity because of this crisis in Gaza, a necessity essentially for two reasons. Number one, well, let's say three reasons. Number one is to end this conflict after so many years and so many dead on both sides. But number two, those in the Arab world who want to resolve the conflict with Israel have necessarily been seriously weakened by this conflict, this crisis in Gaza. There's a great deal of anger in the Arab street and in the Muslim world. Those who oppose settling this conflict peacefully, starting with Hamas, Hezbollah, the Iranian leadership, this bloc of rejectionists have now got the wind at their backs. And it's very important to show that moderation, compromise, reconciliation, and peace can prevail over the view that they are propagating, which is that violence, terrorism, and defiance can achieve a better deal for the Palestinians and the Arabs.
We have to break for 60 seconds, and we're going to come back. We're talking to Ambassador Martin Indyk, former U.S. ambassador to Israel. He's currently at the Saban Center for Middle East Policy at the Brookings Institution. His new book is called Innocent Abroad, an intimate account of American peace diplomacy in the Middle East. Norman Finkelstein, also with us, his latest piece is called Foiling Another Palestinian Peace Offensive Behind the Latest Bloodbath in Gaza. This is Democracy Now! We'll be back in a minute.